Hare Krishna. This is a reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 19. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. Texts 135 through 257. Narrated by Dhruva Maharaj Das as my 2018 Vyas Puja offering to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The inspiration to narrate these specific texts and purports arose while conducting a study of Chaitanya Charitamrita at my website, sadhusanghaonline.com. As we studied Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Rupa Goswami, it became increasingly clear that the Lord was planting the seeds of His Krishna consciousness movement into the heart of one of His most intimate associates, who would later expand upon the ideas imparted by the Lord through His own writings. Lord Chaitanya began by describing the tiny living entities wandering in the material world, and went all the way up to the confidential conjugal affairs of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. He explained how the living entity develops love for Radha and Krishna and instructed Rupa Goswami with details, including rati, rasa, and different bhavas, then described how these features of love are nourished during various pastimes of the Lord. Almost 500 years later, Srila Prabhupada carried the essence of that same message to Western countries. And as His disciple, I want to share these sublime teachings with devotees who appreciate Srila Prabhupada on this most auspicious occasion. Before we begin, I have one humble request. Lord Chaitanya descended to this material world to save fallen conditioned souls through these instructions and empowered Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada to spread this message. Please join that current of spreading these teachings and share this audiobook with others. Texts 1 and 2. Before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, the Lord enlightened the heart of Lord Brahma with the details of the creation and manifested the Vedic knowledge. In exactly the same way, the Lord, being anxious to revive the Vrindavan pastimes of Lord Krishna, impregnated the heart of Rupa Goswami with spiritual potency. By this potency, Srila Rupa Goswami could revive the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan, activities almost lost to memory. In this way, he spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of the Lord. Texts 135 through 150, The Wandering Living Entities. Text 135. For 10 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Prayag and instructed Rupa Goswami, empowering him with the necessary potency. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a confirmation of the statement, Krishna Shakti Vinanahe Tadaparvatan. Unless one is specifically empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot spread the Krishna consciousness movement. An empowered devotee sees and feels himself to be the lowest of men, for he knows that whatever he does is due to the inspiration given by the Lord in the heart. To be empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to qualify himself. This means that one must engage 24 hours daily in the loving devotional service of the Lord. The material position of a devotee doesn't matter, because devotional service is not dependent on material considerations. In his earlier life, Srila Rupa Goswami was a government officer and a grihastha. He was not even a brahmachari or a sannyasi. He associated with malechas and yavanas. But because he was always eager to serve, he was a qualified recipient for the Lord's mercy. A sincere devotee can, therefore, be empowered by the Lord regardless of his situation. To keep oneself freed from material contamination and attain the Lord's favor, one must be sincerely eager to render service unto the Lord. This is the only qualification necessary. As soon as one is favored by the mercy of the spiritual master and the Lord, one is immediately given all the power necessary to write books and propagate the Krishna consciousness movement without being hampered by material considerations. Texts 136 through 138. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Rupa, please listen to me. It is not possible to describe devotional service completely. Therefore, I am just trying to give you a synopsis of the symptoms of devotional service. The ocean of the transcendental mellows of devotional service is so big that no one can estimate its length and breadth. However, just to help you taste it, I am describing but one drop. In this universe, there are limitless living entities in 8,400,000 species, and all are wandering within this universe." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a challenge to the so-called scientists and philosophers who presume that there are living entities on this planet only. So-called scientists are going to the moon, and they say that there is no life there. This does not tally with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's version. He says that everywhere within the universe there are unlimited numbers of living entities in 8,400,000 different forms. In the Bhagavad Gita 2.24, we find that the living entities are sarva-gata, which means that they can go anywhere. This indicates that there are living entities everywhere. They exist on land, in water, in air, in fire, and in ether. Thus, there are living entities in all types of material elements. Since the entire material universe is composed of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, why should there be living entities on one planet and not on others? Such a foolish version can never be accepted by Vedic students. From the Vedic literatures, we understand that there are living entities on each and every planet, regardless of whether the planet is composed of earth, water, fire, or air. These living entities may not have the same forms that are found on this planet Earth, but they have different forms composed of different elements. Even on this Earth, we can see that the forms of land animals are different from the forms of aquatics. According to the circumstance, living conditions differ. But undoubtedly, there are living entities everywhere. Why should we deny the existence of living entities on this or that planet? Those who have claimed to have gone to the moon have not gone there, or else with their imperfect vision, they cannot actually perceive the particular type of living entities there. The living entities are described as ananta, or unlimited. Nonetheless, They are said to belong to 8,400,000 species. As stated in the Vishnu Purana, Jala ja navalakshani stavara lakshavim sati krimayo rudrasankhyaya pakshinam dasalakshanam trimsa lakshani pasava chatur lakshani manasa. There are 900,000 species living in the water. There are also 2 million non-moving living entities, such as trees and plants. There are also 1,100,000 species of insects and reptiles, and there are 1 million species of birds. As far as quadrupeds are concerned, there are 3 million varieties, and there are 400,000 human species. The Bhagavad Gita, 2:20, confirms, Na jayate mriyate va kadachin nayan bhutva bhavita va nabhuya ajo nitya saspato yam parano na hanyate hanyamane sarire. For the soul, there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. Since the living entities are never annihilated, they simply transmigrate from one life form to another. Thus, there is an evolution of forms according to the degree of developed consciousness. One experiences different degrees of consciousness in different forms. A dog's consciousness is different from a man's. Even within a species, we find that a father's consciousness is different from his son's, and that a child's consciousness is different from a youth's. Just as we find different forms, we find different states of consciousness. When we see different states of consciousness, we may take it for granted that the bodies are different. In other words, different types of bodies depend on different states of consciousness. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, 8:6. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tajanti anta kalevaram tam tam evaitikauteya sada tadbhava bhavitaha. One's consciousness at the time of death determines one's type of body in the next life. This is the process of transmigration of the soul. A variety of bodies is already there. We change from one body to another in terms of our consciousness.